Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is experiencing mild temperatures with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Syria reports an Israeli drone strike near Damascus, according to Ynet. This comes just 39 minutes ago as tensions rise following an attack on an airfield. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that earlier this hour, the IDF arrested three Palestinian suspects connected to an attack on Jewish hikers in the West Bank. Also this hour, The Forward reports the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions against Israelis involved in West Bank settlement expansion after bids opened for E1 settler homes. Separately, according to JTA, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War, have been found. This discovery comes 44 years after his death. And finally, Axios covers a statement from the Syrian foreign minister describing an Israeli bombing of an airbase as unjustified. This statement was made 62 hours ago amid heightened regional tensions. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago covering developments from the region. David Keyes, a well-known commentator, humorously inquired 15 minutes ago about the timing of religious prayers in Qom. Ynet Global shared an opinion piece 17 minutes ago, warning that Netanyahu's political maneuvers could lead to new crises involving Syria and Turkey. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the reported Israeli drone strike near Damascus, Ynet reveals that one person was wounded near Beit Jinn. The IDF has not confirmed the attack, which follows a strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase days ago. This situation intensifies the already strained relations in the region. Turning to the arrests in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post details that the IDF detained three individuals suspected of involvement in an attack on Jewish hikers. Following the incident, Israeli settlers reportedly set fire to a home in a nearby village. Army Radio reported that a 65-year-old Palestinian needed evacuation. Such incidents exacerbate existing tensions between communities. Meanwhile, The Forward discusses the UK's threat of sanctions over Israeli settlement expansion. The UK government has expressed strong opposition to the E1 project, warning of consequences for those involved. This move signals growing international scrutiny over Israeli policies in the West Bank. On the topic of Yehuda Katz, JTA reports his remains were discovered after decades of uncertainty. Katz was a tank gunner who went missing during the Sultan Yaqub battle. This discovery brings closure to his family and the nation, resolving a long-standing mystery. Finally, the Syrian foreign minister's comments on the airbase attack reported by Axios highlight the growing tensions among regional powers. The incident has sparked criticism and concern over escalating military actions. This situation underscores the fragile stability in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports an Australian investigation into a fraud network based in Israel, which allegedly swindled hundreds of millions from Australians. The network used sophisticated tactics to deceive investors. Separately, according to tech, cyber insurer AppBay has seen its valuation shift dramatically. The company, once valued at $1.35 billion, recently sold for $575 million. CEO Rodam Aram notes the significant changes in technology valuations since 2021. And finally, Globes reports that UVision has secured a $50 million order from the U.S. Army for its suicide drones. This order, in collaboration with U.S. defense firm Mistral, reflects the growing demand for advanced military technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Please dream. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.